So can Lucky Thinking help? For his perspective, we have reached Jeffrey Rosenthal. He's a professor of statistics at the University of Toronto and author of the book Knock on Wood, Luck, Chance, and the Meaning of Everything. Good morning.
Good morning.
The idea of luck, both good and bad, it's pretty universal. But to a probability expert like yourself, what is luck?
Well, it's a little hard to pin down what people mean by luck because there's sort of different ways of thinking of it. And one is just to say that luck is all the random things that happen to us, which are outside of our control, and they could be good and they could be bad, but we can't control or predict them, and then they just happen to us. But then there's also a sort of second definition where people think, well, luck is kind of a forceful thing that can affect us and can change things in ways that, you know, have meaning or are based on things like lucky charms, like in the song, or like the day that you do it, or you know, whether a person has some magical, supernatural, lucky property. And that's the more sort of complicated one to pin down what it means.
Right, guiding us in certain directions. I mean, in a society that has largely embraced science, why are concepts like luck and superstition so prevalent?
Yeah, well, I think part of it is there's a real human need to believe that things happen for a reason in some sense. So whether it's fate or destiny, or whether it's based on, you know, our astrological sign, or whether it's based on a lucky charm or something like that, there's a feeling, well, you want that thing that happened, whether it was a good or bad thing, to happen for a reason. Maybe you deserved it and so on. And the idea that it's all just completely random, well, that's not very appealing.
No, it's not as comforting as the idea of a fate and meant to be, eh?
Yeah, I think that's right. And then also, of course, once people believe in these things, they tend to reinforce them because they'll notice the times when they happen. So if you believe that a rabbit's foot is lucky and then you're holding one and something did happen, you'll say, see, that proved it. But you won't keep track of all the times something bad happened while you were holding the rabbit's foot.
Yeah, so we were talking to Scott, who does sports for us, earlier, and he was saying how he had, I believe it was this clay cup, and had it for years and years, and he would always be rooting for the Canucks, and they would be winning, and then one day, years later, the team lost, and the cup broke. So it seemed like it really coincided. How does the way we think reinforce the beliefs that you're talking about luck?
Yeah, well, certainly if people, for example, believe that they're on a really lucky day, that can actually affect them and it can make people perform better. And one sort of extreme example I discuss in the book is they took some short-distance runners and they said, here's a special energy drink. If you drink this, it's going to help you to run faster. And the people drank it, and sure enough, their times went down by 1 or 2 seconds. It was quite a strong effect, and yet the energy drink was just nothing. It was just sugar water, just a placebo. So it shows that even something as concrete as how fast can you run can be affected by sort of your confidence or your belief that, you know, the powers are on your side and so on. So it's called the placebo effect, and it can be very strong. So if you believe in a lucky charm, well, that could cause you to run faster or to perform better or to take more chances and so on.
So that's really interesting. So you're saying that there is value in believing in luck, even if there's not such a thing as hard and fast luck. There's value in believing in it.
Yeah, well, I mean, there can be, because, you know, in the book I'm trying to be fair to those who do, because, you know, I tend not to. I tend to believe in scientific analysis and probabilities and statistics. And one example I use for myself is I was actually born on a Friday the 13th. So some people might say that means I should have had a really unlucky life, but actually I consider myself to be very fortunate. So, you know, to me, that's an example that, you know, these predictions from the supernatural, well, they don't really come true. But at the same time, as you say, sometimes if somebody believes in it, it could give them comfort and could also even help them to improve their performance.
How apt, then, that you have written this book about luck, the guy who was born on Friday the 13th.
That's right.
What have you noticed during the pandemic about how people are embracing luck?
Well, yeah, I think whenever times get bad, people want to believe that, you know, there's magic supernatural forces that are going to make things better. So, you know, if people are feeling hard up by because of the pandemic, then they want to believe there's ways that will help them. But my attitude is kind of the opposite, that one thing we can see from the pandemic is how important it is to believe in science. Because, first of all, things like the social distancing and the infection control, which are the only thing keeping this disease from just going completely through the population, and also it's these vaccines, which have been developed very quickly using a lot of science and are slowly being spread around the world, which are our best hope for ending it. So for me, this is a great time to believe in science.
Interesting. Okay, so for people who are listening to this and hear that story about people, the short distance runners who are having the sugar drink, but then also hearing you talk about how this has really enforced the importance of science, what do you tell people about how they should perceive luck?
Yeah, well, I mean, I am a believer in science and a belief that there's value in understanding the world the way it really does work, and I think using principles of probability and so on, you can study things carefully and see what does and doesn't work. For example, there was a careful study of astrological predictions, and they got some astrologers to say, well, here's some information, now what can you predict on it? And they did it under carefully controlled circumstances, and the astrologers' predictions weren't any better than just random guessing would be. And so to me, those are interesting ways to understand how the world really does work instead of these sort of beliefs that we wish it believed a certain way, or we wish that the world behaved a certain way, but maybe it doesn't.
Jeffrey, it's been great talking to you today. A lot of food for thought. Thank you very much.
Great. Thank you.
Jeffrey Rosenthal is a professor of statistics at the University of Toronto and the author of Knock on Wood, Luck, Chance, and the Meaning of Everything.